Blog Talk Radio.
Rock and roll day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to bring it to you. To start things off, I've got one of the premier guitar players in the world, in my opinion, at any rate. And right up there with Jeff Beck. And oh, come on. Jimi Hendrix. That's what I was trying to think about. You know, that very few hit that caliber. Very few. So here's Eric Clapton, After Midnight.
Yeah.
go. You gotta have some of that guitar stuff every once in a while, just to keep everything lined up. Keep all your nerve endings lined up. You know what I mean? Let's keep that going with Santana doing Black Magic Woman. He's another good guitar player.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You got to like that. They did that at Woodstock. It was a little longer, though. They got two bongo players and a 17-year-old drummer at Woodstock in 68. Something like that. Anyway, it just, you were just mesmerized. You couldn't stop listening. You couldn't look away. You couldn't do anything. There were people out in that humongously huge, ridiculously large audience that were just going gaga, wild, stupid, crazy. Of course, they were all on drugs, but, you know, Woodstock was a different kind of thing. I didn't go. I was only 14. No, I wasn't. Yeah, I was 14. So it was like, no, not happening. I lived clear in Washington State on the other side of the continent. There's no way I was going at 14. That just not working. Anyway, they played that song. Santana played that, and you could just, you'd see Carlos Santana playing that guitar, and the bongo players were just going crazy nuts. If you can ever find that movie Woodstock, you got to watch it. That is an experience all in itself. And you can see the people skinny dipping in the pond to take their baths. They didn't care. It was the 60s. It was no big deal, man. In the 60s, it just didn't matter. But I was only 14. It mattered to me. You would have never, I didn't care if other people did it. No big deal. It didn't bother me, but you never would have caught me doing it. But it was great. It was just so totally great. Okay, here's one from a slightly later era. I think this was in the 80s. Yeah, I think this was the 80s. Might have been a little later than that, but Styx, Too Much Time on My Hands.
Yeah, I'm sitting on this bar, you talking like a damn.
I like that song. That has good memories. I remember being in the living room. We'd play that song. My son, I think he was 6 or 7, and he'd get a couple of pencils, and he'd be playing drums to that song. That was just so cute. It turned out he plays guitar now. Well, you know, I don't know if he ever sits behind a drum set or not, but he plays guitar. So, yep, that's my kid. Okay. How about Procol Harum? What a Shade of Pale. Beatles. I know some of you don't like the Beatles, but hey, you know, I do. And it's my show. Deal with it. Okay. Here's Ticket to Ride. In the snow at a piano using a ski pole to change their faces as it changed sections when you were turning it around. They were crazy nuts. They really were. They thought up some weird stuff. And they were up there snowboarding before snowboarding was even a thing. You know, and they had this, it was like a bicycle frame on a snowboard. We had one at one point. It was kind of fun, but really easy to fall. But it was fun anyway. You know, when you live where you got a lot of snow, you got to think of something and you go crazy. But I remember that movie. I've watched that movie so many times, and there's always something that I didn't see before. It's like when they're the jeweler's trying to get the ring off of Ringo's hand so he wouldn't be sacrificed to Kali, you know. George is stealing stuff and putting it in his pockets. You know, it's little things like that that you don't normally notice when you watch the movie. If you watch it a dozen times, you'll see them. I like that movie. It's fun. Hey, how about an Elvis song? You guys want to hear Elvis? I know you don't, but that's too bad. We're going to play it anyway. It's Your Baby, You Rock. King David Flag.
And I told you then that woman won't stay caught. But you turned around and you loved her anyway.
She broke your heart, and all I've got to say, it's yours, baby. You rock it. It's your heartache. All my sympathy, it's your baby. You rock it. It's your baby. You rock it. It's your heartache.
All right, let's do another one. How about Poke Salad Annie?
Down there, we have a plan. Goes around wood. A figure that looks something like that. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and, what do you know them lights, fool? Carried home and cooked up a supper. That's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Let them keep playing. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators turn queen. Poke salad Annie, get her, got your granny on. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, how mama was a-working on the chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, overweight old woman. I said, Donna, you come down here lending, boy. Mom or daddy or something, no count. Claimed she got a fat back. All her brothers were fit for, and watermelons out of my truck. Gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, cause her mama had lost her brain, y'all. Woo! He you poke a little sock salad. Poke a little sock salad. You pick a little hook. Pick a little poke salad. Yeah. Low, 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 low. Daddy wasn't lazy and no count. Plenty had a bad back. All her brothers were good for watermelons out of my blackjack. Oh, Granny. Gator got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the daddy didn't have no brain. I don't know. Yeah. Talk a little poke salad. What the fuck?
Yo!
My boy, my boy. Oh, yes. That was nice. Okay. The Coasters. We're going back to the 60s now, guys. We sure are. Charlie Brown. He's a clown.
Z-Z-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knee. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
All right. I always loved that one. I used to think that was so funny. It used to always make me giggle. I liked that one. Right, let's go back to Santana, all right? Evil Ways.
Baby,
Woodstock as well, and I can just see some of those people at crazy dancing they were doing. It was funky. Okay, here is The Knack with My Sharona, also from the 60s. Have a week.
Thank you.
that has got a driving beat. If you want something with a driving beat, that'll do it for you. I like that. I like that. Well, Brandon sent me a song for today. I've never heard it before, but I am familiar with Montgomery Gentry. Now, he died some time ago. He died in a helicopter crash thing. Anyway, here he is with Hell Yeah.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race this New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by. Life was good and love was easy. She got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal, she don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the empty nightstep when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She's got a rock and roll style when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. Well, she yells out to the band, know any Bruce Springsteen? Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah. Entertain to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Hey, hell
a guitar man playing all night long.
Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long.
Take me back to where the music hit me.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
I love that. And now they're going to jail for using profanity addressing a law officer. Anyway, that's cool. gorgeous. I like that song. All right. Steppenwolf. Back to the 60s. Let me think. Early 68, I believe. Born to be Wild. Oh, yeah. Now, in the late 60s, it wasn't so much pop rock, 68, 69. We did rock and roll. Yes. Steppenwolf, The Doors, The Knack, BTC, well, okay, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Bob Seger. I mean, you know, rock and roll, Santana. That was the late 60s. Before that, it was kind of pop rock. Well, what you call pop rock now. We called it rock and roll back then, but it's pop rock now. But it's still good music, so you're going to hear it all here. Because I loved all of it. I just love music. And that was nice stuff. You could really get into music and forget everything else that had happened to you during the day. That was good. That was good stuff. Okay, Grassroots, Midnight Confession. Okay, does anybody remember Herman's Hermits? I mean, you know, 1968, 1967, you, things like that. Remember Herman's Hermits? They're a British band, but okay. The thing I always found strange is that the leader of the band, his name was Peter Noon. Where did they get Herman's Hermits? I never did quite grasp that, but whatever. They didn't ask me, so it's okay. Well, here's Herman's Hermits with Kind of a Hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sound of lovers. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else inside. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. So listen.
Anyway, the Birds, okay? Mr. Tambourine Man.
Upon your magic twirling ship, on my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it.
Awesome. See, I'm on a memory trip here, guys. This is Nostalgia City for me, and I love it. So you might hear a whole lot more of this on Thursdays, because I absolutely love it. This is the stuff I grew up on. This was my era, my teenage years. So, well, 68, 14. Yeah, I was a teenager, so okay. Anyway, now, you all remember Jeff Beck. He died just recently. He was great friends with Johnny Depp. And they did concert tours together recently. And Jeff contracted bacterial meningitis and didn't beat it. It beat him, which is very, very sad. But he started way back when. In 1963, he was with the Yardbirds. And so I thought, we're going to play a 1963 Yardbirds song called For Your Love.
For your love,
Now that is a unique way to end a song. I've never heard that anywhere else. I think that's awesome. All right. Now I have two entries under this, and I know one of them's not right. So I'm gonna go eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and if I pick the wrong one, I'm gonna start the other one right way, because I don't want to hear the wrong one. I want to hear the right one. Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. Let's see which one this is.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I, you do not know? Cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall, the tenement hall.
Oh, yes. How many hundreds of times have I heard that? I don't care. I love it. I'll hear it hundreds more. Fine with me. I don't care. Here is Los Bravos. Black is black. I want my baby back.
Bye. don't need time to see me again. Oh, what can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't use it till my blues. My love's too strong. Wow, baby, to see what come back to me.
That was rather abrupt, wasn't it? I didn't remember it did that. Well, I'll tell you what. Do you guys remember Sly and the Family Stone? Well, if you don't, you're going to get reminded. Because here's one that they did at Woodstock as well. And it is cooking. Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, the dude... I think he was the first one that did the Fringe. Wow. Wanna take you higher.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ah, the short version. I love it, though. I mean, you know, we got some moving music today, and it's great. It's great for a change. We need to just let it roll sometimes, you know. Today's the day. All right, how about come a little bit closer, Jay and the Americans. We're going to slow it down for you.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, he was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man.
Song, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, sure, they're in a canteen and all that stuff and a fight breaks out and somebody runs for his life, but I never thought of it as a country song. So, and Jay and the Americans were not a country group. So there you go. Things are all mushed up nowadays. You know, it just, you can hear them everywhere. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you want to class the music as. If it's good music, it's going to hit it wherever. So that's okay. Well, here's one that's definitely not country. The Hollywood Vampires with Heroes.
Here to perform an incredible cover of David Bowie's Heroes off their brilliant new album Rise, which is out right now. Please welcome Hollywood Vampires. We'll be right back. anonymous Hollywood vampire. What about it? Some beautiful jokes. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. You can pick up their new album Rise right now. Come on back. That was great, man.
All right. And as kind of a sort of a tribute with Jeff Beck, I'm going to play a Jeff Beck, Johnny Depp song that they did on their tour, Let It Be Me, their version.
Thank you.
I love that version of it, though. I love what they did with it. And Jeff Beck's guitar playing is stellar. He just adds so much with that guitar on this song. It's beautiful, and it's so clear. It doesn't mush all together. It's just, it's clear, it's crisp, note for note. He was one of the greats. He really was one of the greats. And here's another one. Eric Clapton, Lay Down Sally.
Nothing that is wrong, wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave.
Some of that every once in a while. A good driving bass. Yeah. How about, we'll do another Steppenwolf song. Magic Carpet Ride. Don't think about it too much.
I like to dream, yes, yes, right. Tell you a story about the Do-Right family, that soul-singing gospel group from the hills of Tennessee. They travel in a silver eagle with 8 rooms and a shower, and every Sunday afternoon you can tune them in on the Do-Right Hour.
Oh yes, friends and neighbors, we are the Do-Right family.
Do-Right family.
Broadcasting over the airwaves
from Nashville, Tennessee.
Reach over and turn up your radio. We'll bring our music to you, and pretty soon you'll shout hallelujah.
do right.
No show would be complete, we wouldn't start it late. She can't be beat, you're in for a treat, she'll sweep you off of your feet. So hang on to your seat, prepare to meet and greet our dear sweet mama.
Them rafters ring, had that audience clapping on 1 and 3. Oh, mercy. Wasn't too long before they hit a groove, and then the spirit began to move old Thurman right over the edge, and he began to preach. Lord, I just want to say a few words about them discotheques. People sitting there drinking, people sitting there smoking, people sitting there dancing, where they get out there in a big pile and just dive right around like a bunch of wild heathens. I tell you, Flock, them discotheques ain't nothing but a regular Sodom and Gomorrah. Where you going, Virgil?
I'm going to one of them discotheques.
You come back here, Virgil. Hugged old Thurman, and they all sang the last chorus like it never been sung.
Well, you got to do right,
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 do right.
And we invite you to help us sing our song. Oh, it's a do right,
do right,
do right,
do right,
do right,
do right,
do right.
Yes,
if you do right, you know you can't go wrong.
Do right,
do right,
do right,
do right.
Hello, everybody. You got to make sure those are over, you know. You got to make sure they're over. But you're going to miss something if you don't. For sure. Yes. Anyway, here we go. Rub it in. Billy Crash Craddock.
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice, and kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in. A little bit on my left shoulder.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Put a little bit right here.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Turn your radio on and find a slow grooving song.
love that song. It's so cool. Rub it in, rub it in. Okay. Anyway, how about Sheb Woolley? Now, his real name, I forget what his real name was. This is the name under which he did songs, and he always did funny songs. He was a comedy singer. He played Pete Nolan on Rawhide. I wish I could remember his real name. But anyway, this one's from 1958, and I remember Mama had to call me whenever this song came on so I could sit in front of the radio and listen to it. Purple People Eater.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
I love, you know, when I was, five years old. No, when that came out, I was only four. Anyway, I didn't know what tequila was. I go around singing this song, and I get to tequila, and it's like, I never knew what it was. Everybody's probably looking at me like, this strange little girl singing about booze. My goodness. Anyway. It was a long time ago, guys. All right. It is now. I have 2 minutes. So I'm going to say a quick thank you very much for joining me. I had a fantastic time. This was some fantastic rock and roll. And it wasn't any namby-pamby pop rock stuff. I played some of that, but not much. We had real rock and roll today. And I loved it. We've got to do that sometimes. We just have to let it all out. And that helps. Rock and roll really, 1960s and 70s and 80s, rock and roll really helps. And the stuff, of course, from Hollywood Vampires and Jeff Beck and Johnny Depp was this decade. Not 3-4 decades ago. It was this decade. So we even had some new stuff. My goodness. I love it. I love it. We do good. We do good. So I hope you enjoyed it. Come back on Sunday for the gospel show. We're going to have a great time on that as well. And here is Sam, the Sham, and the Pharaohs with Woolly Bully. May God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Go out and share the smile. You might save somebody's life.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Watch it now, watch it.
Let's go.